If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore, Suni Williams, rescued by Elon Musk and SpaceX after being stranded on the International Space Station for 286 days.
Wait a minute, Bob. Did you say Elon Musk had something to do with this?
That is correct.
I've watched all the national news, and they have said nothing about Elon Musk except condemning him for Doge.
Yeah, he's no spotlight on him. No, hero with the left at all didn't do anything. In fact, it's really a lot worse than just not giving him credit. Elon Musk clarified on Hannity that when the astronauts became stranded, he reached out to the Biden administration, and they did not want his help. Yep, Hannity asked him about it specifically on the politics behind the astronauts' delayed return, and Musk set the record straight on his communications with the previous Biden administration. Quote, "We definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. No question about it." And here's what President Trump said about it.
Biden left them up. He abandoned them. You know, we could have done this sooner, but Biden didn't want to because he was embarrassed by what happened. So they were up there. They were supposed to be there for a few days. They were there for many months.
Yep. Yeah, 8 days supposed to be there. Ended up 10 months. And it was Elon Musk. He said, obviously, that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most.
Wow.
And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons, and that is just a fact.
That needs to be spread on social media like wildfire.
Seriously.
It needs to be put in their face.
Yeah, and make sure that, you know, here's a guy that really has become heroic. What about Starlink?
Oh, yeah.
That he volunteered anywhere where around the world, actually, where, you know, some kind of bad thing was happening, natural disasters, et cetera.
War zones.
And he provided that, you know, free of charge to help people.
Yeah.
He gets SpaceX to rescue these astronauts. And the left is just condemning him because he wants to actually help our nation, but he wants to do it under evil President Trump. You know, the left is really, they're just so often now showing exactly who they are. That is a great thing. And hopefully Americans' eyes, you know, will open. Many of them are, clearly. But a lot of them on the left, they'll stay asleep. Many of them will stay brainwashed. But the hope is that there'll be some people that'll say, you know, I need to really take a look at this. I don't know that I've been, you know, told the truth about these things. Why is it, once again, I'm supposed to hate Elon Musk? I have to, I have to try to remember.
Right.
And these people that are creating havoc for his business, they have no souls. They're being financed. I saw a story, and we'll dig into it a little bit later, about a big Democrat donor who donated like $500,000 so that for the protesters to protest Tesla. And so what do you think's going to happen if you have $500,000?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get mobs out there. And I mean, of course, they're not going to say it up front. Oh, yeah, I want you to do damage.
Right.
But
they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
And they know what they're getting paid for.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of ground we want to try to cover this morning on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, the show is available in podcast format. And all you have to do is download it wherever you normally get your podcast. You just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And that's a good thing, especially today when we have special guest Congresswoman Kat Kamick lined up. Also, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson and a ag bill pending that looks like it's not real friendly toward ag land and might turn some ag land into residential space. And I know that this Florida Ag Commissioner is not in favor of that and has worked very hard to try to maintain, sustain, and make it good for family farms to stay family farms. So hang in there for all of that. And also, speaking of which, building homes, new home construction surged in February. Housing starts jumped 11.2%. to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.5 million, far surpassing expectations. The increase was led by a strong rebound in single-family home building, a sign that builders are responding to demand despite lingering concerns over mortgage rates and supply constraints. I saw information, and it might have been in an ad form, but basically there were builders that were offering incentives. These were big, large builders, but incentives like a deal on the interest rate, a deal on the down payment. Hmm. And when you looked at it, it's like, well, wait a second, you can do all that with a minimal amount down. You're already ahead of the rental game because rents are as much as a mortgage payment in so many cases, yet you're never going to gain any equity in that property, et cetera. So I think that there's probably folks that are, you know, coming to that realization and say, yeah, if especially if they're offered some kind of incentive where the, you know, the builder is going to eat some of that initial interest rate because they know, well, they hope they're gambling on better rates coming.
Sure.
So it is interesting, but new home construction is up. And it makes sense because the demand for housing is much higher than it has been. So if you just keep spinning the same properties over and over again and there's more people in demand, it's going to cause the prices to spike, which they have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.